Breezy and warm yet again today. Now, we didn't quite hit the record high yesterday. We fell a couple of degrees short, but we had a record high low temperature in the morning, so we still had a record temperature of sorts, and the second morning in a row that was record warm. It's just a bit cooler this morning, but not much. It's in the 60s, and that'll set us up for a warm day today. The record high today is not as difficult to get to. It's 86 degrees. Said in 1977, there's a good chance we get to at least 86, if not 87 or 88. A very warm day, and I'll tell you what, the pollen is sky high. We are right at the pinnacle of the oak pollen season now, which is so difficult for so many people. The pine pollen's bad enough, but oak pollen has a tendency to affect even more people. It's almost like oak pollen bombs right now. If you notice, if you see the, you can see the pollen falling out of the oak trees, or if a leaf falls on your car, or one of those little pods falls on your car, it's just poof, and you can see the pollen come out. So it's really tough right now. Those new leaves coming out on the oak trees, that is the peak of the oak pollen season. It's here for about a week to 10 days, the worst of it, the very high end part of the oak pollen season, and then we'll start to see some improvement by the middle of the month, as early as it's gone this year. So by about March 15th or St. Paddy's Day or so, we should start to see some improvement, and certainly by the end of the month, as our pollen season was early this year. And that being helped out by, of course, the very warm temperatures, too. Today's record, 86, set in 1977, as I mentioned. Looks like we break that today. Tomorrow's record is a little more difficult to reach, 88, set in 2012. But it does look like a broad and brisk west to southwesterly flow of air, dry air. So I suspect we're going to reach at least 88, if not touch 90 tomorrow, which would, again, be the earliest on record. The earliest is a week from Friday, March 10th in Jacksonville. So we'll see if we get there. We've been close this year already a couple of times. And then finally, we have that cool front coming in on Saturday that we've been talking about with a few showers. But, it just does not look like much rain, unfortunately. But at least more cloud cover, at least some spotty showers. Rainfall amounts look to be less than a half inch across the board, and in many cases, less than a quarter of an inch. So it isn't going to be much rain, and we really do need a soaking. You have to go back to February 11th. It'll be 3 weeks this Saturday since we've had widespread significant rain. And our wildfire danger is escalating day by day. And with the strong winds that we're anticipating tomorrow, gusts of 25 to 35 miles per hour. It's especially concerning tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get some of that rain in here on Saturday, and I think we will. It's just that the coverage won't be all that great in the end, and especially problematic, the amount's not all that great. So for the Gate River Run and Rich's big Saturday morning, it looks fine. You know, for runners, it'll be a little cooler at least, and walkers too. Temperatures in the 60s, warming into low 70s. It will be still a little bit humid, and there's that chance for a shower or two, but I don't think runners would really complain too much about that. It will have a tendency to be a little bit breezy out of the west and southwest wind, and that will shift to out of the northwest as the front moves across the area, but not terribly bad for the Gate River Run Saturday morning. The Amelia is ongoing, too, the big car show for the next few days, and it looks like Saturday would be the one day that could possibly spot those beautiful old cars, right, those antique cars, with a few showers. Temperatures, though, a little bit more tolerable in the 70s to near 80 degrees, and then a really nice end of the weekend on Sunday with plenty of sun, cooler temperatures, and more importantly, lower humidity. Highs will still reach into the mid-70s, which will still be several degrees above average. But of course, after the last few weeks, not near as warm as it has been. Although that will not last long. We start to warm up again early next week. Monday's high up to 78. And we only go up from there through Wednesday and Thursday, which will be the first day of the competitive round of the players on Thursday, 1 week from today. Leading up to it, of course, we have lots of activities Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Most notably, Military Appreciation Day concert Tuesday late afternoon. Right now, it's looking like a partly sunny sky. Temperatures likely close to 80 degrees. So it'll be quite mild. Not as warm, again, as it's been, but still pretty warm for this time of year. And if we had to dust off the First Alert crystal ball, the opening round on Thursday looks to be okay. I am tracking a front for Friday and or Saturday that may bring some showers. We'll, of course, keep a close eye on that and see how that evolves and how it might change. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.